fighting for America.
Last year was the best job growth we had seen since the 1990s. The unemployment rate's now dropped to 5.6%. We've seen manufacturing come back. We have cut our deficits. Gas prices have dropped.
Fighting for Idaho.
Government is already too big. The deficit has gone from $10 trillion to $18. $18 trillion in the amount of time he's been there. But it's not enough. It's not enough.
Fighting for you.
But if we nominate another candidate in that mold, the same people who stayed home in 08 and 12 will stay home in 2016, and the Democrats will win again.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Five 80 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. It is our pre-protest party.
Yay!
Exactly. Yay. We've got Patriot Ray, Pat from Middleton, Tea Party Bob with us, breaking down the president's big speech last night. Gentlemen, good to have you with us here this morning.
Good nice to be here.
Nice to be here also.
Thanks for inviting us, Kevin.
Thank you all for coming in and coming in so early and, you know, going to work after this. We appreciate the color-coded scheme today. We've got Patriot Ray and Pat from Middleton in their Miller Militia shirts. And we've got Tea Party Bob in his yellow Pastor Saeed shirt. So it's great that we've all coordinated here at 580KIDO. Patriot Ray, your thoughts on the State of the Union last night?
Well, you know, I think I'm more disappointed in the Republican Party than I am what the president said, because the president hasn't said anything new. It's just all a rhetoric of the same thing he's done in the past. He's always blaming everybody else. He continues that rhetoric. We're a divided country. We seem to be more divided than ever. We've got this. He talks about how he's doing such a good with the country and how we're doing economically and how we're saving money. But when in reality, we're $18 trillion in debt now. And if you look at the real numbers, it's probably more like $100 trillion when it comes to everything hitting us. So his same rhetoric. I'm disappointed in the Republicans because they'll continue to do nothing. I think it's all show what Boehner's doing right now. But when it comes down for the rubber to hit the road, I think they'll just backpedal and follow suit.
There we have it. Your thoughts, Pat from Middleton.
Did he have a speech last night? Oh, no. I saw a lot of it.
What are you doing, shtick here already?
I'm doing. Well, you said to make it fun and jovial, not be so serious.
I know.
So that's why you brought me in, man, to keep it lively.
When I think of fun and jovial,
you know,
I think of you.
You're right. The Republicans had no response to his defiant, I'm going to work with you, but then I'm going to veto. You know, they didn't have any response.
Are you just basically parroting what Patriot Ray said, or do you have any thoughts of your own?
I just said
he can't help you. Are you going to give us any thoughts, or are you already going to be in timeout?
I said. He says on one hand he wants to work with us, then he's going to threaten vetoes. He was very defiant, and the Republicans had absolutely no response to it.
And this is supposed to be funny? This is supposed to be funny, Tea Party Bob. I mean, you're the one-liner guy.
Hey. I don't know. I'm not sure what he's saying.
You
yet.
Need to hang
I
up really on don't Tea Party Bob now.
I'm sure he's going to bring this all to fruition in the next hour.
Click.
Or so.
You know, he tries to tear us apart by mentioning what happened yesterday on the air. And as I gave you credit for, both on and off the air, you actually scooped me on my own scoop.
You know, we'll have to see what happens with that. After the speech last night, I'm concerned that he has any kind of agenda that's worthwhile, whether it be for Boise or it be for the rest of the country. I think we're looking at two more years of nothing happening and nothing really going on, a continual battle with the Congress and the Senate, and we're not going to get anything accomplished here. He doesn't want to reconciliate. He doesn't want to work with people. It's his way or the highway, and I don't think he's going to change.
But, Bob, if you remember.
Now, this isn't the Saturday show. This is the. And, guys, if we're going to cough, we got to leave the studio. This is during the week, a little different. We go to Mark in Homedale with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I simply have a question regarding your discussion about gay marriage.
Sure.
I have been scratching my head ever since this controversy arose, and for the life of me, I cannot understand how gay marriage affects I'm sorry, heterosexual marriage. I just don't see...
Right, it redefines marriage. Where's the limit?
I don't see what the problem is.
I mean,
is.
You have a guy in New York that wants to marry his daughter.
Say, let me finish, okay? Then you can...
No, you ask me a question, I'm answering. You don't have to get angry. I'm giving you an answer to your question.
Not angry, I'm just frustrated. The only possible thing that a ban such as you're seeking...
Wait a minute, we're seeking, it's the law. You're overturning the law.
Well, I'm looking at the U.S. Constitution.
Okay, where in the Constitution does it say that you have a right to marry a man?
Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals apparently thinks that's the prop. That's okay.
Where in the Constitution does it say that?
Where in the Constitution does it mention marriage?
Where in the Constitution does it say that it's been, 2,000 years of man marrying a woman? If that's the case, I guess we were wrong to outlaw polygamy.
Well, and then why was 200 years of the Constitution right before now wrong?
As I said, the Constitution...
All right, thanks. You know, we can talk about gay marriage all we want, but we are dedicating today to the president. And, you know, that's being rude to our guests here at 580K Audio. Okay, back to the president coming to town. Who's going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Cannot be there.
You're not going to be there. You're contributing to the economy. You would love to be there. Why would you love to be there?
Because I would like to have my little say against what he's doing. He's totally doing against the opposite of what the country really wants. You get the ones who are on the freebie side of things who want to continually get something for nothing, take from the rich, because that's going to solve all our problems. They've been taken from the rich forever, and it doesn't work. You cannot take from one segment of society and make another segment of society grow and be better. It just puts them on the lazy side where they say, you owe me, and I want more. And this free college, the junior college, I don't think that's right either. It's going to cost $66 million from what I've heard and read.
Well, that's what he says. Health care was going to cost a certain way. And, you know, that's another issue here. By the way, here's the president last night that you heard here at 580KIDO talking about the 2 years of free college.
So that 2 years of college becomes as free and universal in America as high school is today. Let's stay ahead of the curve.
Why are you such a buzzkill?
Because where's all this money that he's coming up with to do all these programs coming from? We're $18 trillion in debt. And that's just on the paper that they're giving us. That's not saying what reality is all about. Just like the unemployment is supposed to be less. Well, it's less in subsegments. But what about those who are no longer even in the market because they can't get a job and they still want to give people more? He talked about the economy growing. It is, because the Federal Reserve keeps throwing money into the system that we don't have. When is that going to finally hit reality and we're going to be a dead society because of it?
Well, it's not only that, but you have a lot of people making money in the stock market as well.
Making money in the stock market, but that's not the real market.
Right.
He talks about bringing jobs back to the United States.
Right.
As far as your question about going down to see him, I don't have the time to waste. I wasted an hour and so much last night listening to him. He said absolutely nothing, nothing more than he said for the last six speeches. So why would I want to go down there and listen to him? I think it's, you know, great and fine that he comes to Boise, and a lot of people from the Democratic side and liberal side want to hear him. That's terrific for them. But as far as I'm concerned, if he's not going to actually change things in his country, why do I need to bother listening to what he has to say? Just hear the same rhetoric over and over again. He talks about the economy. He talks about how things are great.
And we'll have a lot of that here. By the way, as we talked about a little earlier, the president says we have the best economy ever.
I'm not planning on seeing the guy. I'm just going to be the obstacle and the obstinance in the crowd that shows that there is people out there that don't want him around. I don't know why he's coming to Boise anyway. There isn't a golf course open, so, I mean, it doesn't make sense to come
now. He's coming to see you, Pat.
We are talking about this, though, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Here's what the president said about the economy.
At every step, we were told our goals were misguided or too ambitious. that we would crush jobs and explode deficits. Instead, we've seen the fastest economic growth in over a decade, our deficits cut by two-thirds, a stock market that has doubled, and healthcare inflation at its lowest rate in 50 years.
Five eight oh 5436. Your thoughts on that?
How can anybody say our deficits have cut by two-thirds and we're $18 trillion in debt? You got to keep bringing that up because it seems like the people are brain dead when it comes to their own pocketbook. Hey, look, I've lost money through this economy. My family's lost money through this economy. It's costing more for insurance. I don't have anything against this man personally, except for his ideology is wrong for this country. It seems like he sides for everybody but the American people. And he said he wants to work with Congress now. What happened about the previous 6 years when he didn't when he had control of everything and he didn't want to talk to anybody? He didn't talk to the Republicans on the Republican side. He snubbed them. And so did Biden and a few others. They just snubbed everybody.
Well, Ray, you know it's easy to say the deficit's cut in half when 3 years in a row you spend $100 trillion a year over your budget, and then you go to $500 billion the next year, then all of a sudden you cut it by 50%. So it's just a numbers game, but there's a lot of stupid people out there that can't figure out.
Now, what did I say? Wait, did I say this?
It's not going to be derogatory.
It's not going to be Obama stinks for 27
hours. No, I didn't say
Hold on. Take a breath. We're here till 9 o'clock. Hold on. Let me give you something that's going to mellow you out.
Tonight, after a breakthrough year for America,
I don't know why you're such a
hater. Our economy is growing and creating jobs at the fastest pace since 1999.
Now, I'd like to talk to all three of you coming up next. You are in this economy. You're self-made men. You work hard. You talk to people. I want to know your thoughts in depth locally. And you listening right here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, about do you believe that we're better off now than we were 6 years ago, 8 years ago, and this is the best economic opportunity for you and your family since 1999. Time for traffic with Dave Burnett at 580-KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, K. Milley in the morning. It is our pre-protest party. Coming up, more from our esteemed panel. But before that, we'd love to hear from you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. The president's saying we've had the fastest economic growth since 1999. We're leaving folks in Afghanistan a better place than when we started there. We are one people. He's remade America. We could read it on and on and on. Let me play you a couple clips here, and then we're going to get back to our panel when we're going to talk about the local Idaho economy. And we have one person of our panel who will be protesting the president, and I'm just trying to take it over and under. How many of you will be arrested today? But let's go to a couple clips from the president, then we'll hear from our panel.
So the verdict is clear. Middle-class economics works. Expanding opportunity works. And these policies will continue to work as long as politics don't get in the way. We can't slow down businesses or put our economy at risk with government shutdowns or fiscal showdowns. We can't put the security of families at risk by taking away their health insurance or unraveling the new rules on Wall Street or refighting past battles on immigration when we've got to fix a broken system. And if a bill comes to my desk that tries to do any of these things, I will veto it. It will have earned my veto.
The president last night setting a record for veto threats. So let's get back to our true barometers of the economy. We start with Patriot Ray. Is this the fastest growing Idaho economy since 1999?
Not the fastest growing. It has grown a little bit. But let me do an analogy for you. Many times when someone who's very ill and close to death, they'll rally for a short period of time, and then all of a sudden they hit again and pass away. We're in a rallying situation. This is my belief. I think in the next couple of years will really be the telltale. But he also mentioned last night that wages were rising. and that employers were going to be paying more to their employees this next year and whatever. Is that because of the increase of the minimum wage, or is it because employers really want to give more to their people? I think most employers really want to help their people, but when they're forced to do it through minimum wage, which when minimum wage rises, then things happen, prices increase on things, and those who get minimum wage are still in the dire straits because they're not really looking what it's all about. It's all about, I start here, and I want to end up someplace else.
All right, we go to Tea Party Bob.
Well, Idaho, you know, we've had a little spurt here, and things have gotten somewhat better.
You guys say this, like, reluctantly
because...
I don't think it's true.
We have been through 6 years of downturn here, okay?
Right.
And I don't believe a lot of the numbers the government's putting out. If you take a look over the last 5 years, here in Idaho itself, a family of four, median income has dropped by over $3,000. Nationwide, it's probably dropped by much more than that. So that's not what I would call a thriving economy. Well, when you take a look at what's going on here, we've got the only reason the economy is actually doing well right now in some cases is because the gas tax was lowered. It has added enormous sums of money into the public's hands so they can do a lot of different things with it. And whether it be buy health care or going out and buying some new clothes or what have you, they do have more money in their pockets. They do feel better. Take a look at the Michigan
Yeah, we're not talking about Michigan. We're talking about here on the streets in Fairview and Cherry.
People will feel good if they got more money
right,
in their pockets,
but,
Kevin.
Right, I understand that, but is it real?
No.
I don't believe that it is. We'll go to Cindy in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. I have two comments. One is every time I hear that man's voice, it makes me want to throw up because nothing that comes out of his mouth is the truth. And
that would be the president's voice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that man.
Just want to be clear.
And the second thing is the Republicans, there was a couple of Republicans that did speak up, and Joni Ernst was one of them. And I don't know the man who spoke up, but she was pretty much upset at his speech, but she said that it was nothing but a campaign speech, that it was just more of the same, and you could just hear the disappointment in her voice, and I think she was quite angry and really trying to hold it back.
She has a nice smile, though.
Huh?
She has a nice smile. She smiled nice last night, got good teeth.
Well, of course, she had to.
Sure.
But as far as him coming today, I'm just keeping myself in a little protective bubble because I don't want his negative, nasty energy around me. And I'm sorry to be so blunt, but I'm just beside myself. I don't know what I could possibly say or do. I think the whole thing is disgusting.
All right.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Pat from Middleton. I was worried that Cindy was going to say that when she heard your voice.
Heard my voice?
She was disgusted.
Well, Bob was the last one that was talking, so I thought
there
she
you
was
go again,
hand,
throwing so. Tea Party Bob under the bus. But I thought it might be you. I'm thinking, well, if that's the case, we might have to show you the door.
Well, okay, I'll see you. No. You know, as far as I'm concerned, me, myself, there are a lot of guys like me that had thriving, growing businesses prior to Obama's election that are now downsized to the point where it's just them or maybe one other guy working. I had 17 employees. I had $1 million a year operation. I was employing people. I was buying product. I was buying new equipment. And now I'm just salvaging what I've got, keeping the equipment I have. I haven't bought a new piece of equipment in 4 years. So if I'm not spending my money to build the economy up, and a lot of other guys like me aren't doing the same thing, how is it growing? I'm an employee of one now. That's how I'm going to stay. It's not fun to deal with all these regulation and cost and all that stuff. It's easier to manage myself.
You've talked a lot about yourself, but tell me about being on the streets in Idaho.
Well, I'm not on the streets. I have a house. So, you weren't talking about that.
All right, we'll get back to it in a minute. You're listening to 580KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning here. By the way, we do want to remind you, with our pre-protest party coming up, we've got a lot of folks coming in here, and we will share their thoughts with you. But if you can't make it, if you are planning to protest, we do want to hear from you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do want to ask you to go to our website, 580KIDO.com. We have an article that I've been teasing. I teased all day yesterday. I do want to thank all of you that shared it with us on Facebook. That is the article about Obama's Idaho and what I believe the president will say today. And as I say in the article, I hope I'm wrong. As I say in the yesterday, Tea Party Bob outscooped me. However, we need the clicks, so 580KIDO.com. And if you can't get too much of the pugnacious Kevin Miller, if you like a guy with a lot of dimples and a lot of ripples and a lot of chins, take a look at the 45-second Kevin Miller Uncensored. That's at 580KIDO.com. Joining us now is Jessica Galler of Fox News Radio with the very latest. Jessica, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I wish that we were talking about anything other than this ISIS beheading. Can you give us the latest?
The latest is that ISIS purportedly came out with a video yesterday of two Japanese men that were wearing orange jumpsuits. They demanded $200 million within 72 hours. And if they did not get the money, that the men would allegedly be killed. Now, we have to note that Japan's premier was in Jerusalem here yesterday, and he's on a six-day Mideast tour. He said, of course, that the men's lives are the utmost of importance, but failed to say whether the Japanese would pony up the money. Many people are saying that this is, you know, not the best idea to play into the hands of the terrorists. So that's where we stand now. And it's been at least 24 hours. So
this is a real pattern by ISIS. It was documented in the 25-page New York Times article looking at the life and death of... All right, we're going to get rid of her. Apparently, we lost the feed. We'll move on. Two Flyby is with us here at 580KIDO to give us some light, some levity, and some thoughts concerning what we're talking about here with the president coming. Now, will you be protesting today?
I'm at the pre-protest. I have a job that I have to do to help keep, you know, the income coming in at the home. And
you're not willing
like
to sacrifice your livelihood to tell the president?
I actually started a new job, and I actually have no vacation time right now. So
you don't get
to
vacation time just by showing up?
Well, I do after a certain time, certainly.
Oh, you have to earn your vacation.
I have to earn my vacation. That's
well,
right.
Well, kind of like earn your training or earn your college. Not anymore with this president.
No, I didn't get the job for free, that's for sure. I had to work at it.
Now, you are a singer, is that correct?
Oh, I've done a singing here and there.
You actually, now, did you beat Tea Party Bob in our sing-off? Or
that was 2 years, that was
right.
A year and a half ago, something
I think,
like that.
I think that, didn't
a year
you
ago
beat
Christmas.
You?
I don't know, that's a matter of judgment.
Well, yeah. I think I was the judge.
You were one
you
of
have
the
judges.
Patriot Ray, did he beat him?
I think you declared that.
Yeah, I much to my detriment with Tea Party Bob. All right, now you are ready to sing here this morning. Are you excited for him to sing, Patriot Ray?
Well, I thought there was going to be an annual.
Let him sing.
No, I thought there were going to be a lot of things in my life.
Me too.
Yes. So are you excited, Patriot Ray?
Oh, yeah, you're so thrilled.
All right, so you're ready to sing.
I'll try my best.
No, wait a minute, you'll try your best. Look,
I
actually get paid
best.
To do this.
Wow, well,
my livelihood is on the line.
I'm getting paid a cup of coffee to do this, so hey, there you go.
Is he going
to
do something patriotic?
Are you kidding me?
All right, well, here we go.
You'll probably recognize the tune, and let me see how I can do this. You better watch out for the bolder whites. You better not like land, I'm telling you why. The president is coming to town. He's making a list, the media ignores it thrice. They don't care if he's naughty, you guys. The president is coming to town. Whoops, I
do we have
that
a buzzer?
He taxes us when we're sleeping. He taxes us when we're awake. He claims more and more of
he's
our land.
Here.
With his
like
pen
it.
And his phone, he will take. Oh, our boulder white clouds, doesn't matter if you cry. You better not like land, I'm telling you why. The president is coming to town to take away our clouds. That sucked.
You know, that destroys any credibility that I was trying to get.
And you thought he was better than me?
Well, did you bring a
you
song?
You have very bad judgment, I hate to tell you.
I hear that a lot around here.
That's why I like doing it better when I just record it.
All right, so there we have it. We'll go to Pugnacious Pat from Middleton.
Well, that wasn't bad for just coming it up this quick, though. That's not
no,
bad.
He wrote that.
On the way in.
Oh, on the way in.
Yeah, that's why I said not too bad for coming up that quick. So what do you want to know?
Okay, thanks for listening, Pat. Patriot Ray, your thoughts on the song?
Well, it had left a little to desire, but I understand the thoughts. What the heck?
All right, there we have it. Let's go to this report, guys. We got it. This is serious here. Let's continue on. Look, Kevin Miller never makes mistakes. I never play three things at once when I'm going.
I'm a nervous putty tax.
You know, we have a lot of multimedia stuff going on here. Let's go to this report out of Eastern Idaho that actually started tipping off what we discuss and I write about in Obama's Idaho.
President Obama will be making a stop in Boise Wednesday, and while preparations are being made for his visit to Boise State's campus, some people in Idaho Falls have a few concerns.
I wish he would stay away. I really do.
I wish he'd stay back in D.C. and do some work, get something passed, lower taxes. I don't plan on going down there at all to see him. I don't know who would.
Others say it is...
Now, hold on. Let's compare the Idaho Falls reaction to the reaction here in the Treasure Valley.
It's an opportunity to hear a speech from a sitting president. Being Idaho, we don't get that opportunity very often.
I mean, do we have it wrong here? I mean, do these guys in Idaho Falls, maybe we should just relocate to Idaho Falls. They seem to have it going on.
Well, they seem to have it straight anyway.
We get all our liberals from that, you know, from wherever they come here.
Thanks for that great analysis. Patriot Ray.
Oh, my gosh. They don't have it. Totally wrong. It's nice to hear the president talk. He is a good orator, and he does put out a good speech. The problem is it's all lies, and a lot of people don't see through that. I mean, one of the statements he made last night was this country does best when everyone is equal.
Right.
Was everything equal when you went to school? Were you the A student? You probably were.
No. We'll just let that one go. But we will hear more from the president on the State of the Union and get your thoughts at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. But back to the folks in Idaho Falls, I just think it's interesting their reaction to this and our reaction to it. By the way, let's get back to this Channel 8 report. And I just show you the differences there.
That the president is coming to the state. Some local lawmakers say, political beliefs aside, it is still important to respect the office. Some people also think that the president might announce the Boulder White Clouds as a possible national monument. Now, we do know the president will be talking about his State of the Union address, which is actually tomorrow night. Now, this will be Obama's first visit to Idaho as a sitting president.
There we have it. So, you can read about it in Obama's Idaho at 580kido.com. Does the president come to Idaho to make a land grab? We'll talk about that with our esteemed panel next. We do want to hear from you, your reaction to last night's State of the Union. 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
This is good news, people. So,
good news. Are you pumped? Are you protesting? We have one of, five people protesting here. What about you? 580-5436. Is it going to be Pat from Middleton and a sign? We'll find out next. Let's get you to traffic now, Dave.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:52, Kevin Miller in the morning. We are joined by Patriot Ray, Pat from Middleton, Two Fly Bry, and Tea Party Bob. Let's go to Mike as we get ready for the president coming to town. Mike, are you excited?
No, I'm not, because I listened to his speech last night, and it was the same old campaign mode that he goes on every frequent flyer miles that he can rack in just to make himself exposed. I feel a lot like Cindy does. It's to the point I just want to throw up when I hear this guy. Don't even want to see him. Don't even want to hear him. And the other thing, when it comes to taxes, why do we need more taxes? We pay a lot in taxes already. And the other thing I'm against is the wasteful spending. How about talking about that? The IRS scandal that's going on. So why increase the taxes when you got that going on and you're not transparent about the truth?
Oh, that's some good points. I would agree with you. But you have a lot of people that are excited for the president to be here today.
Well, I'm excited, yeah, sitting president coming to Boise. I mean, that's exciting. But if he would be honest, I think what I would really like to see is the town hall meetings, having a question and answer session where you can ask him questions and put this man on the spot. The big thing I see is he doesn't like confrontation. That's why he stays in his own little bubble.
When has he ever been put on the spot?
Nobody puts him on the spot. I think they're afraid to ask the difficult questions. You know, why doesn't he take care of the problem with ISIS? Why not call them terrorists? Call them for what they really are. Why not talk about Fast and Furious? What about Benghazi? You got Hillary Clinton. She's getting ready to run for president now. She got a lot of baggage there in her closet because she worked under his administration. And her success rate is zero. She didn't do anything great. She wasn't nothing like, I can't think of his name right now.
Okay, Mike, thank you for the call. Here's more of the president.
My fellow Americans, we too are a strong, tight-knit family. We too have made it through some hard times. 15 years into this new century, we have picked ourselves up, dusted ourselves off, and begun again the work of remaking America.
All right, there we have it. Back to the panel. The president's saying he's remaking America.
He has been remaking America. Look at those cheers he got last night when he said, we're creating more slots in the tax code, giving $3,000 per child tax credit, 7 mandated paid sick days, that's going to be mandated, minimum wage increase now. Do it now, he told the Congress. Get this minimum wage done. That's how he's going to make people richer. He's making those who build the society poorer while he tries to uplift the poor, and he's not going to do it because everything's just going to increase in price.
Well, he's not going to make anybody richer by elevating the bottom up. That doesn't raise the tide or their income, because they're going to spend it. It's going to be absorbed in either tax revenues or the cost of living. You know, he says inflation's the lowest it's ever been, and yet that's going to change here because they can't keep it at the 0 to 1/4% Fed rate for very long, because they're not making any money. No one's gaining money that way. The only one that's really made any money is the stock market. And who's the stock market? Who's in the stock market? Those with money. And then who's propping it up? The federal government. So the inflation is going to hit, and it's going to hit hard.
Right. We're turning this into Obama stinks, though. Tea Party Bob.
Well, look, I mean, when we start to take a look at what happened in the last 6 years, he's turned the country into a welfare state more and more. We crossed the Rubicon when you had more than 50% of the people receiving government payments in one form or another. And I think that's the critical thing to think about. People aren't pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. Well, they can't, because they're being given everything. You know, if somebody gives you everything, you don't have a reason to work for it. And I think that's where the big problem lies.
Well, the biggest challenges I've had is how he's implemented Obamacare, and that the year before Obamacare, I was paying $0 for my insurance, and now I'm paying over $6,000 a year and have only had meager income increases to help take care of that. And so it forced me to get another job for a while, and thank the Lord I now have a different job that I can afford that more so than I did at my prior employee, and that's a challenge. So in one regard, I'm doing well in my personal economy in my life with my family.
Oh, thank you for giving us your personal update.
Well,
yes.
And the thing is that you want to know that yeah, there are some good things that do come about in people's lives, but I think
thankfully, some good news. You're doing better. The Obama economy has agreed with you. Obama's great, in your opinion.
I wouldn't say that.
Let's sing a song.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, maybe not.
Please.
I'm just saying that we do have things that I do believe that we as Christians should pray for him and his leadership, and that he would see what he's doing to this country and turn away from it. That's what my prayer is.
All right. More from Prayful Brian coming up next. And we are going to talk about the big news that, yes, the president will meet with Nagmaid Abedini. We'll also preview the president's speech. Some environmental situations in Yellowstone we'll talk about next hour as well. Time for traffic now. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, some environmental situations at Yellowstone. We'll have the very latest, plus your thoughts on the president in Idaho. Stay tuned.